This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Hi, good evening. Okay, so we're holding here in the middle of the Chavivadim that's Nivra B'Tselem. And basically what he was saying over here was, he was explaining a little bit about what they mean is that Adam's B'Tselem. So he said that there's a Tfisa of Ke'ilu, you see a physical entity, and then you have an abstraction of it that tells you a certain Inyan Nivzo. So the marshal, when you see a person that's Tmuna Skufa, so the Tmuna itself, Chas V'Shalom, we can apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Metzia Shabbai, the Teichel Shabbai of Shulten, that applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Adam have a physical Tmuna, which Chas V'Shalom, the physical Tmuna doesn't apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Teichel of the physical Tmuna is Shaykh. And so Adam's Teichen is Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's basically what he said. And so in this world, Adam is Zokuf, which is Miramz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there is something more premiumistic, which is not physically represented in this world, but that's Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's basically the point that he says over here. And he goes on, and we didn't see it, but he goes on and speaks about Moshe. Being that the Navi didn't see Baspakra Mira, but Soloima Shain Kolnivu Osma Dregas Moshe Biran Shalom, Shaisen Vosin Dolph Gambri. Umoish also Mamakiloyan Elden Bahoi. Moshe said that there can't be any Tumus and anything like it. Avashad, if you loyal Madregas eyes, Voice and Vosin built in the Delos Okachnema Valakisi Tumus Kimar Adam. Kikach Messiah Hashem is Bach Mitzar Ula Magashmi. Ki Adam Shakremos is Kufa Mera La Malchus, or Kach Hoylach Sokuf. Nekach Adam Bibiosai, Ba Ula Mazebet on Lakim, Ashetula is Bach Mitzar Ula Magashmi, Keshamitu Akol Gashmi. So basically he says, Moshe Rabbeinu Ala Shalom said Liran Adam Bachoy, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Taka Oimit on his Darg of seeing was a Spaklaya Meirit, and therefore in that dargah, it's not shayach to have any temuyas and so on. There's nothing to be mistaklin. The lower neviim who saw things through a certain demus, they could see a demus because on the dargah that they were oimed, they were sort of oimed a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a nimshal in some sort of uchnistik marshal. I wanted to speak a little bit, I guess, Pesach drop the. The Inyanim of Pesach have themselves a tremendous oimik on all levels. First of all, let's just see the parallels. The Navi was Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself in Shem Havaya. Kalar Yisrael became Bnei Chayrin. All of those inyanim are obviously extremely shayushtik inyanim. They are giluyim on all levels from a very shayushtik b'china, because it's a certain ratios, it's the ratios of Kalar Yisrael, it's the ratios of the world, Kitikuna, and so on. So all these inyanim, the Das says that they're parallel and they're all coming from one Sherish. I want to try a little bit to explain the Inyan. You have the Inyanim of being a Ben Chayrin. I want to start with that first. The Musig, the Oimek of Kali Yisrael became Bnei Chayrin. It's the Man Chayrin Seinim. One would understand Kaviyachol that there was the same Gilui Mitzara Kaddish Baruch Hu. And there was. It says, I want to explain what the shibud over there is. The shibud of a likus in the Bria is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could only be the herd as a sniff of something else. Or more correctly said, a Kadosh Baruch Hu could only be the herd as a nimshal of a mashal. Aleidavahu, that the word mashal and nimshal means a ruler and something that's ruled. And what's the mayish beit Sinai? I mean, a mashal is a literary device, a nimshal. I mean, why is it a mashal and a nimshal? And the answer is because the nimshal is totally in the mashal. Let's give an example. Let's give a mashal. Somebody never tasted honey in his life. So he has no kesher to honey. I come along and I say it's as sweet as sugar. It's as brown as a paper bag. So the metzias of honey, the gilui of that metzias is dependent on sugar and dependent on the color of a bag. It doesn't have a greater gilui than that. It doesn't have its own metzias. It is a dependent of something else. So until Klal Yisrael in its full darga is nizgala, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also in galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally in the shultain of the other things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Elikim. So Elikim is a kodeshtik name, but it's nigzar from different Elikims in the Bria. And whatever Elohim means in the Bria Bechoil is the mashal for the herring Elohim. But Elohim can never be more than all the Elohim's Bechoil in the Bria. That's the darga of that's the gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also begolus because he's subordinate to another type of gili. So you can't have a nimshal bigger than the mashal. You can have it, but also it depends on the mashal. If I tell you you see this light bulb, it's bright. The other light bulb is twice as bright. So even if the other light bulb is twice as bright, but it's totally its brightness is a multiple of this brightness. The nimshal, because there's no tefis in the nimshal itself, I don't have that other light bulb. I only dehere it as a multiple of this light bulb. So there's the, if I'm going to say the other light bulb is infinitely more light, then I lost it. I can't give a mashal on infinite in with a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is finite. And so if I want to tell you there's something that has an infinite amount of light, I'm stuck. The mashal of an infinite amount as many times the other light does mean anything. So the giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, Kolzman, this world doesn't have the extra gilui. Kolzman, this world didn't enter a new phase. It is stuck in Aspaklai Shei Meira. It's stuck in being Derech Nimshel and Mashal, and it's Kofuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the head as a tzura within the world, and that's it. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, that changed. Bereishis was with the Shem Elokim. Until Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the head as Asher Podas Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the head as the one who has created the world. Kainish Shmayim Varetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with a mashal. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was two. There was Anoichi Asher Havaya, Elokecha Asher Tzitzeh Me'aretz Mitzrayim. In other words, first thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Havaya. The Tzitzeh Me'aretz Mitzrayim is already a pu'ula coming from Havaya. But there was a deher of Moshe and B'meila Klal Yisrael and by Anoichi Mipi HaGvura Shamu, there was a deher Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu unshackled, not totally something else. And on that it says Liyana al-Vechoy, but we can hear it. There's some sort of the hair of that. In the musig of becoming B'nei Choyrin, that the Tzuras Adam is Be'etzma Ben Choyrin. Like he says over here that Adam, if with ask ourselves what's the most pronounced surah of Adam, that's the name of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the halicha, is the zakuf, is the skifa. The skifa means that Adam's mitzvahs, in a certain sense, is not totally anything else. A balchai is totally on his circumstances. A certain balchai needs cold water. A polar bear needs ice, and a lion needs a jungle, and a fish needs the water. They are not b'nei chayrin. Not only that they don't have a free choice, or even understand it, but they don't have a balabatis kind over themselves. Given the right conditions, a jungle of the right type, you can have lions, they can have tigers there. But without that, you can't have it. Adam is the only person that makes his habitat. Adam is the pshadish shafs his makrim, and therefore Adam, in as much as is possible in this world, is the bilti toy in any elements of the world. So the chayrus in musage Adam, that certainly when a person has an Adam, like in Mitzrayim, where it's called kulei kafuf, and that's the most pshita, the person has all mitzias, all the way through a mitzias, where Adam is a ben chayrin be'etzim, in the sense that Adam creates his mitzias, whereas animals are a product of the mitzias. And in that sense, Adam is parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his gili of Havaya, in as much as could be a parallel, because Adam is be'etzim a ben chayrin. Adam be'etzim has b'chira chafshis. B'chira chafshis means that your moral mitzias is not totally in anything else. You can have difficult circumstances, still decide to be a good person. You can have great pituyim and still be a kaddish. So b'meila Adam mitzad his that surah is also kaviyachol daimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maral says, he speaks about matzah, the chilz matzah mar and dalet kaisis and dalet shayna shal gula. So he basically goes through a whole bunch of mahalchim, but in a common denominator, he says that all of the inyanim of the dalet kaisis is rabbanan. Matzah mar is the raisa. Matzah mar is keneged the physical events, keneged the events of the merirus and the chayrin. That's the matzah mar, and the yayin is keneged the being in a matzav of a nigal b'nei chayrin. It's the derech b'nei chayrin. So he asks, basically, his main kasha is, being that he keeps saying that yayin is connected a higher daga than matzah mar, so why is this the raisis rabbanan? And his answer is basically that adarabba, the Torah deals only with physical realities, a physical mitzias, and that's the matzah and the mar, whereas the rabbanan were metaken something connected the ruchdistik of mohus of it, which is the drinking the wine. I want to and see it from another angle as well. I mean, the many reasons, there's a difference there between achila and shtia. Achila and shtia, the Mal draws that kav. That's the difference, because this achil, the shtiyah is a more ruchnistic, it's less coarse, less physical, the chfetim and so on. In the pe'ula of achila, the matzah is keneged the geula, it's called lechem oini. The matzah is a mashal for something that happened in Mitzrayim. And so is the mar. In other words, the Torah gave us two inyanim mitzvahs that are malbushim and mishalim for some sort of teichim. So So for here we remember the Mariras, here we remember the Cheras, and so on. That's the tsura of it. And being that achila is a very physical activity, that's the way it works. So we eat the matzah, and we tie Cheras, and we had the tam of Cheras. Some she told you need, I mean, so she just seems to say, like, you actually need a tam matzah, they have you don't need more, you certainly need a tam, and so on. Yayin is not in itself a marshal to anything. It's not a physical marshal for anything. It's when we drink the wine, it's keneged dalda l'shayne shal ge'ula. The ge'ula, the dalda l'shayne shal ge'ula, the batzesi, the lakachti, the beisi, they're not physical events as much as a ruchnistik and mahalach. The matzah mara is the practical shibut. You know, we worked hard. It was bitter, and we went out. Dalda l'shayne shal ge'ula means that we're going. It's a process of becoming am Hashem. It's not. It has nothing to do with the. It has nothing to do with the actual, with the physicality of the events. It has to do with the ruach of it. The matzah and murr, in physical inyanim, people need lemasul. The Gemara says that mata lechem is halacha, and mata mayim is agada. The achila is connected halacha, and shti is connected agada. So the Gemara speaks about the drinking water, but it's isn't achila and shtia. The achila be'etzem provide itself first and foremost. Person's hungry, he needs certain things, he puts it in his stomach and he has it. Shtia, even shtia's mayim. It's kemayim karm lenefesh ayefa, and yain is certainly yitzamach lavenish. Shtia is something that sort of goes straight to the massive ruach of the person, straight to the hagash of the adam, without really going through marshal nimshal. A person who's eaten well, and his needs are taken care of, he's in a good mood. It's a second step. I pat my stomach and I say, Baruch Hashem, I have a full stomach, I'm not hungry, I'm satiated, neither the lakena is wonderful. Shtia doesn't work by step by step. The shtia itself brings the person into a matzav ruach. So there's one, so on the one hand, it's a problem. It says that it's hevi yilola loyla, because where if it's menutik from the discipline of seichel, it's problematic. On the other hand, and on that the Gemara says that the Akash Torah is achila meruba mishtia. A person needs to have more things that are solid rather than things that are up in the air. But when you have the two, certainly the chashav is the yayin. Yain is kaveh brocha for itself. It's not bo machmos asuda. It's independent of the suda. Yain is the only thing that's not bo machmos asuda always, and we always make a brocha on it separately because yain is something that's not a product of the suda. It stands by itself. So the tzura of having the seder lel pesach is built that way. The Torah is mechayev achila. And that's the aleph base. That's the basis, and that's the minimum that everybody can stall to. You have the achila. You have the achila. That's not gear for everybody, and that's the aleph base. And like all mice mitzvahs, the Torah doesn't speak philosophy. The Torah doesn't speak the yenis of Torah. The Torah speaks only halacha. The Torah speaks the dvarim mutzakim that have physical realities. There are no psukim in Torah, no pashas in the Torah that are kulei soid, kulei philosophy, kulei in menutik from the Matthias. Divratari Lashon Me'adam. Torah speaks Adam Lashon, which is things. So Midaraisa, there's Be'etzim, it's Matamara, and it deheres itself from the thing itself. The Tikkun Rabbanim, the Tikkun, which is Be'etzim, Tikkun Rabbanim means what Klal Yisrael was Metakin was the Shti of Yayin, that they're able to deher, they're able to be Toya Matam, of the herring, the tam geula, the tam p'dimis, without going through the moshe nimshel. The amira on the lechem starts with the manishtana, and at that the gemara is use misholim. What should ever do that was mishuchah, shvi mahal mishabeach? Oh, you know, you yitzak got with it. That's the amir on the chilin shtia. The yayin is nikva on inyanim that are above it. Kiddush, it's on the haggadah. Haggadah is on the matzah. Yayin is on the haggadah. The suda, the brach of the suda, the birch hashir, the kviyas yayin is on. And it's especially significant Leil Pesach, because Leil Pesach was the time when there was such a gilui, the time that there was a gilui of inyanim, that inyanim can be nizgala without being kafuf to a marshal. Was Leil Pesach? Was the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the in the big picture, Yetzias Mitzrayim is Zman Cheirus, Zman Cheiruseinu. Zman Cheiruseinu in the Pnimius Inyan means that Elikus has a gilui in the world that is completely menutic from the world. Just like the Rambam, when he's Magdir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Magdir, the primary Agdav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his total independence of the world, that if you take the world away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not in any way, is not very affected, and take HaKadosh Baruch Hu away, the entire world was affected, that goes into the Etzem Hagdara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being not being Mufka from any plus in anything else in the Bria. The name for that was Havaya. The world, until the events of Matar Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kuloi was Shaykh only to a Shema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was not Havaya. And even though, like Chazal said, even though, I mean, the name was used, but they didn't still suit to that gilui. I mean, everybody has to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I mean, the Rambam, the Torah is going to get everyone, whether you're a big Navi or a small Navi, it makes no difference, or even not a Navi at all. But mitzad the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was no such gilui. And then things became, with the coming of these inyanim, with the coming of inyanim Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol had the bria, it was megala gil like that. The person who was the goyel was the person who had the shaykhus to it, who could say, who was the first one to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shem Havaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nizgala to the world in such a way. It's the tefisa in Moshe being Aral Akvat Pen Aral Sosayim, because ultimately the person's diburim are the muscle for his das and understanding. A person explains himself. And every word, Be'etzim, is a mashal. Every word is, it's sort of a mashal for what I'm thinking. If Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kvar Pen, also same. So that means you either had to be Taifis what he said, Mitzaratzmoy, or you weren't Taifis. There was no Hezbeirim that helped you. So he was the girl. And the Tfisa that made people become Bnei Chayrin, the etzim was that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias is not totally in any other, and a Adam is B'Tzelma Lekim, and Adam is Daimelai in Mitzad HaTeichen, then Adam himself needs to have, then Adam himself has that Chuna. A person becomes a Ben Chayrin when he dehares that he's be'etzem independent of anything else. If the person is bekoyach to do what he knows is right or good, independent of the other, then the person is Ben Chayrin. The reason we're not Ben Chayrin is because we feel our metzias is our metzias, unless there's some sort of approval from something else, from somebody else. We figure our metzias is totally in somebody to give us parnasa. Our metzias is totally in somebody to give us a place. That's the etzim where we're meshubadim. When a person dehears that he's been chayrin be etzim, that the person's metzias is because he has a metzias, that's that. Kaviyochol doimet HaKadosh Baruch's metzias, not anything else. That's when the person is real ben chayrin. The person is shayach to. There is nothing that he's kafuf to. His metzias is not telling anything else. So at his deepest level, the inyan that we're bringing out is you bring it out through matzah and mar, which are mishalim, and they deal with the events as they happen. We were avodim, we suffered terribly, and we were released physically, but we also dehear it with yayin, we dehear it with the pnimis of the inyan. Without a zika to the particular events, we can hear, so to speak, the atzmis of the gula. It doesn't have to say, well, imagine what it was like to work so hard, and now imagine what it's like not to. I'm able to dehear it mitzad its own mitzvahs, not mitzad something else. Any questions?
Is this also the pshat in what the Rambam in Chulin makes like a deal out of it, that we're not mekayim the moshul the mitzvah of Milo or the mitzvah of Gedar Noshe because it was given to Avram, but we're mekayim because Moshe Rabbeinu was in Itztave, because his nevuah was mikoyach the tfisa in the Shem Havaya, which is much higher than the tfisa of the others. Is this also the reason behind that?
It has to do with the fact that tivuyim, that our kiyubim are not because of the chshibas inyan, but because of the tzivui. And this has more, I think, again, has more to do with us being Eved Hashem. Mm-hmm. It's if a person does a mitzvah by the Helige Tata des Gitton, so it's a chshibas inyan, but it's lacking a little bit in the sense of obligation. Mashenki, you do it as a mitzvah because you have to do it, then you're doing it because you have to do it. I think that's more the Canadian Rambam there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Chakashosameach, and I guess we'll resume the first Wednesday in Iyar.